This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. Andrew McCarthy, National Review Online, are here. And we turn to the matter of the Justice Department under Merrick Garland, the man who would have been an associate justice of the Supreme Court if he'd had an opportunity to speak to the Senate in the second Obama administration, but now is attorney general. And the question is, not only the early morning raid on Rudy Giuliani, but also the whole atmosphere after Russiagate, after the two impeachment trials, after the very unhappy events of November and December and January 2020, 2021, after the pandemic, all of this, we're told that Merrick Garland, a very careful and scrupulous man, is going to depoliticize or move politics out of the Justice Department so we go forward with the rule of law. However, not only the Rudy Giuliani raid, but also the decision to bring indictments for civil rights violations against the four former police officers in Minnesota who were present at the murder of George Floyd. That prosecution, if I read you correctly, Andy, could have happened any time from now until the trial, the state trial, of the other three officers. They were separated from Chauvin's trial. And instead, they went forward with it now. Does this sound like politics to you or necessity?
It's politics through and through, John, because the normal thing the Justice Department would do in a situation like this, if they were insistent on going forward, and I don't think they need to go forward because these police are, one has already been convicted and is looking at 40 years in the state proceedings. It's a very high likelihood the others are going to be convicted of something as well. So there's no need for the government, the federal government, to do this. But if you were going to do it, what you would normally do is get an indictment and file it under seal so that you wouldn't be in a position of causing prejudicial publicity that would undermine giving a fair trial to the three cops or ex-cops who were supposed to be tried in August. So you would never do this. They're only doing this because they need to signal to their left wing of the Democratic Party that they're with them. And yeah, look, I think Thaddeus knows more than I do about the dynamic of how this works. But my impression is I don't think Biden has the votes in Congress to get any other than spending money, which they can do on reconciliation on 50 votes. I don't think they have the votes to get any big landmark progressive legislation through. And what's going on here is in order to satisfy his left flank or try to, the Biden administration is going to use the Justice Department to do all this signaling that they're with the left wing of the party and that this is part of that.
Thaddeus?
Yeah, Andy, it appears that you're exactly right. They're repoliticizing the Justice Department and they're doing it to virtue signal the regressive left. And they're willing to destroy the constitutional rights of due process of every American to do it.
Well, they're certainly willing to do it to the due process rights of these police officers. And I do agree that it would be in connection with the due process rights of anybody who is perceived as on the political outs with the progressive left. But here we're talking about a concrete instance where this is an unnecessary prosecution. I'm not saying it's one that they don't have a right to do. They certainly have a right to do it. But I worked in the Justice Department a long time. Good Justice Departments, apolitical Justice Departments, are scrupulous about making sure that they're not prejudicing the fair trial rights of defendants who are facing proceedings in the state. And here, they're doing everything they can to put the thumb on the scale to make sure these officers don't get a fair trial and they get railroaded to conviction. And I don't think it's necessary because the evidence against them is very strong. And what you would want when you're the Justice Department, especially when there's strong evidence against criminal defendants, you want to make sure those guys get a fair trial because you want the result to hold up on appeal. And your job as the Justice Department and as the prosecutor is not just to get a conviction, but to make sure that the other side gets a fair trial so the conviction holds up.
Questions to be answered then. putting this together with a report we had some weeks back that Kash Patel, the major investigator for Devin Nunes' House Intelligence Committee that made it possible for us to understand that Russiagate was a hoax. Kash Patel turned up in a David Ignatius column mention of something like a leak investigation, which is Justice Department. We don't know whether it's substantive or not, but it turned up and enough for Patel to make a remark. I put that together with the early morning raid of Rudy Giuliani, and now I connect it with your observation and Thaddeus's observation of political prosecution in Minnesota because of frustration in Washington. The question is this Merrick Garland's Justice Department? Is this the man who is going to depoliticize the department? Or, Andy, it might be that just because you're attorney general doesn't mean you're in charge.
John, I think I'm going to say the same thing that I said when we talked about Garland early on.
We have about a minute. Go ahead, Andy.
I think Garland is the Justice Department version of Biden as far as the whole government is concerned, which is whatever you think of him in terms of like his moderate record, if that were actually so, he's not a strong enough figure to push back against the progressive left. Biden is not, as far as the government-wide is concerned, and Garland is not, as far as the Justice Department is concerned.
So we can expect that this will continue then. There will be prosecutions, there will be investigations, there will be remarks and columns, and we're not to look to Merrick Garland for leadership. Is that it, Andy?
They're being pushed around by the left, John, and the Justice Department is one of the few ways that they can satisfy that wing of the party.
Andrew McCarthy, National Review Online. Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.